לקח בהליבוב סמך בייז.
Shkoyach, we were saying yesterday that the simin of Kaddish Orchotz, first Kaddish and then Orchotz, is to memramis to us the Inyan that the Yom Tov of Pesach was a Yom Tov of Yisrusa de Le'elo, which is why we find the Torah calls it Shabbos, because Shabbos is also something which is Kriv HaKaimo, which was not brought about Mitzad Klal Yisrael, was brought about that's Mitzad Hashem himself, and that's what Pesach is. Yeah, so he says, "V'hoisim of Rava Kaddish, Rav Yosef Mikodinov, the lechem matzino shenekta urchot bevav achibur, shel matzino came because shayr simani aseder." Interesting. We only have a vav by this one. A vav that connects the kaddish to the urchot. The other simanim, there's no vav connecting one to the next. Shemekhuvim ba'al agad alomer lanu, because the ba'al agad is trying to tell us. Since the kedusha is coming with the malo, it's even in a situation that we're not really zeicher to it, we didn't make the proper chanas yet. So now you have to go and be roichet yourself with the kedusha kedusha yedei avodosa, and to be kind of that kedusha through your avodos. The kaddish orchots, the vav achibor, could tell you they go together. The kedusha coming down from Shemayim, even though we didn't make the proper achanas before. So to quickly go make those achanas, otherwise you're going to lose it. You won't be able to hold it. That's why there's a vav over here. Tonight, b'kadosh, tzorich la'asos miyad rochatz. The condition of being able to be mekabel the kaddish and having it affect you is to do a rochatz. V'shamaitim achi hagoyin achoshev v'bisol simcha levi shlita. Yeah, v'bisol simcha shor ki kaddish rochatz yachad begematria shabbos. V'kavonu ki bechinas kaddish koydem u'bechinas kedushas shabbos. Ah, very good. Kaddish and then kaddish rochatz. It's a gematria Shabbos. The Mimrami said the same Indian. The Shabbos, like we said before, like the Gemara says in Psochem, it's kviyah v'kaimo. Gemara says in Arvi Psochem, I think. It's kviyah v'kaimo. It's a kedusha that's constantly there. Is that depending on us bringing it about? And that's the Remez over here also. The Remez on his eyes, Baal HaGod, the Bivav, the Mechav, which is the Lachshay, Beza, Tevez, Yachad. Kaddish and Ochad's together. Yishloimar, the only kasha you could have on that is that Rochatz and Kaddish is also Gematria Shabbos. The order doesn't change the Gematria.
That's a problem, Gematria.
No, I'm saying this Gematria.
You're about 20 other words are also the same.
No, over here it's the opposite. You could switch the order too, but saying that's the in. V'yeshlemek yevod merami zosheshes me'emaisa ha'mushpoa me'eshabbos shem b'chinas Rochatz habod achor Shabbos. You can also say the Vav is merami's on the 6 days of the week, because once you have the Kaddish of Shabbos, then you have to go into the week and do the avodah in order that kedusha should be able to seep into you. That's another hint of this extra vav over here. Okay. Hamarid mibels mivayer. He explains. Shabaloshna tefila oimim v'kulam poitzma esbim v'kedusha v'taru. Right? In Birchas Kriya Shema we say. Kulam poitzma esbim v'kedusha v'taru. Malachim are kaddish; they're totally pure. But Rakhashem is asking, when they're sent on missions into this world, so then they come into a world with this tumah, and then they have to betar themselves. V'chein, the berachas in shalish in the Alam Michyo. We'll eat there in Eretz Yisrael with Bekdusha V'Tahara. It's talking about eating the Peres in Yerushalayim. The loss of love in Yeba B'chinas Malachim. Because in the future, in the Mais of Mashiach, will be like Malachim, Shneba Etzim Kaddish, Lo Shavit Tzrich Lehitz Kaddish. We'll be mamish kaddish, not that we have to make ourselves kaddish. Yeah, the kedusha of Tara just like a malach. So Leila Seder, he says, we come to this Madrego, Bechinas the Malachim, that there's an automatic Kedusha, an automatic Taharo, even that we didn't work on bringing it about. It just is. And it's like it's going to be lost in love. V'chein v'emes d'b'leil Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoytzim b'gan Eden Shema'al v'yoyd k'v'yochel l'oydem hazeh v'mashu shchinosu b'techtoinim. There's a special Hashuas HaShchino, the Leil HaSeder, that Hashem leaves k'v'yochel the Shemaim and comes down here. Nicholas Gan Eden Tachton, the dwelling place of Hashem on earth, which is really the Bayi Shekel Echad B'Yisrael, B'Zavichas Leil Seder, which is really the home of every Jew when he's making a Seder. That is the place Hashem comes. Sharei, because Hashem Baruch Hu Nimtza Shom, Hal Bechinas Gan Eden. When the Shor Hashchina is there, it's like being on Gan Eden. Shemeya Shira Seinu B'Makom Shiras Malachim. And he listens to our Shira instead of the Shiras Malachim. Shinu Shemeya Bo Yisalayla. The Shiras Malachim Hashem doesn't listen to that night. Only ours. Shanachlo Bechinas Malachim Hakodesh. The Sarfe Malo Bo Yisalayla Mein Malachim Sharis. Because we are like Malachim in that night. I guess that's all based on Midrashim. That there's no Shiras Malachim that night.
Very nice.
He doesn't quote the.
That's a part of the way the Kittel thing that you like.
Yeah, it goes together with the Kittel. Yeah. Yeah. Like we spoke about, right? It's an intimate Hashra Sashkin, intimate connection. The Epshalom Omer paragraph. Epshalom Oid Yosef. We could say a little more than that. The Belayla Zu Baicha Gadosh Baruch Belachim Ben Belachim Shalomata Yosef Mi Belachim. On this side, he chooses us, the Belachim Shalomata, even more than the Belachim. K'moyisher Chaim Hakadosh Mevarel Pasuk. The Chaim says on the Pasuk, Ke'es Yomer LeYakov LeYisrael Ma Paal Kel. They say to Yaakov and Yisrael, Ma Paal Kel. What's Hashem doing? So the Chaim says, the lost in Lavi. Am Yisrael Ye Bechadorim Apinimim Shal Shchino. We're going to be in the Chadi Chadorim together with the Shchino. And Malachim Mali Ye Bechutz, and the Malachim are going to be outside. They're going to be asking us, what's Hashem doing in there? You know, like the people in the room with the Rebbe and all the Chassidim, like, sure. I once, when I was like in Shana Aleph in Rishus, we went to the Bells of Rebbe and he brought us all into the room. He didn't let anybody else in. There were people literally hanging on trees, like one guy's hat fell through the window, I remember, because they were mamas trying to get it, like everybody wanted to get in, and it was like just us. Like these, like yotzes, like standing in the movie. They have all these chassidim, like trying to get in. It was crazy. So it's the same thing. If you think the malachim, you know, the malachim, they're gonna be pushed outside. They're gonna be asking us, what's going on in there? You're trying to, you know, get a peek through the window. What's going on in there? That's how our Chaim explains the pasuk. The malachim are gonna say to us, "Ma Paul Kel, what's Hashem doing in there?" Unbelievable. Now, peace out, Shalimar. So the middle of what we're saying is Leil Seder is a main of that. Based on this, our avoid is even a higher level. We're makadish the physical, something that malachim are not doing, and that is even a higher madrega could be. Mekadmas anoishis im avoida, achinia beetzim kodesh, to go and be mekadesh this low world. Below kena malachim, malachim aren't doing that. Shein lem shem gashmis, they don't have that gashmis to overcome, to uplift. Ukedoishim in beetzim b'li avoida, the kodesh without doing any avoida. So Kleisel that did the avoida, they're going to come to this higher madrega. Yeah. It's really Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Malachim in the Gemara and Shabbos.
Right.
The Malachim are arguing. They wanted to keep the Torah and Shemayim. So Hashem told the Moshe Rabbeinu, so you give them an answer. You tell them why it's Kedai for Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, well, you don't have a Yitzhar. You don't have a Tirtzach. You don't know if it's not Shaykh to you. Which on a partial level just means, on a partial level you could explain the Gemara. It just means you don't have a physical gup, so lo tirtzach, not shaykh. But a diva level can mean that a void is not shaykh to you. You don't have this gashmistika mitzias that then you need this Torah to uplift you and to give you a derech and avodah to uplift it. You don't have to uplift it. You're already kaddish. Could be that's pshat really what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. Okay, very good.